This is Mike Eli for Revolution Newspaper. We are at the Bush War Crimes Tribunal in Manhattan, and I'm sitting with Anne Wright, a former official in the U.S. government who has just testified about her decision to leave the government and what she's doing now. So I would like to turn this over to Anne and have her tell us a little bit about her past and what she's doing now.
Thank you. Well, I was in the federal government for about 35 years, 29 in the U.S. Army, 13 on active duty and 16 in the reserves, retired as a colonel in the Army. I was also in the U.S. State Department for 16 years as a diplomat and was assigned to places like Nicaragua and Grenada, Somalia, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Sierra Leone in the days of the Civil War there. I was in Micronesia. I helped reopen the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan in December 2001. My final assignment was in Mongolia, where in March of 2003, I resigned in opposition to the war in Iraq, that the Bush administration had chosen to go to ignore international law, to stiff the U.N. Security Council, did not get an authorization for war from the U.N. Security Council, and went off on an illegal war of aggression. And I, after all this lengthy time in the federal government, said that I was not going to be a part of that. So I sent in a lengthy resignation letter, 3.5 pages of resignation. And since that time, I have been speaking out against the policies of the Bush administration. Essentially, I didn't agree with much of anything the Bush administration was doing. And I still don't. And in the 2.5 years since I've resigned, I have embarked on a new life of speaking out publicly in protest to the war in Iraq, primarily, but all these other policies too. And as a part of speaking out, I slowly but surely have been moving toward the need for civil disobedience, that indeed speaking out is not enough. The administration is not listening to the voices of opposition, the voices of protest. They're not listening at all to it. They don't care. The only media coverage we seem to get is if something happens in terms of somebody will get arrested for doing something. And nonviolent, peaceful protest is what I'm talking about. So I, for the first time, was arrested in my whole life. Last 2 weeks ago, on September 26th, I was part of 373 of my dearest friends, my newest dearest friends, and we were arrested in front of the White House to say, bring the troops home, end this war. And then just 2 days ago, I was in Washington and was in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing where Condoleezza Rice was testifying, the first time she'd been to the committee since she was confirmed back in January of 2005. Over 10 months, she had stiffed the committee, had not come to testify on anything. The committee was asking her about the war in Iraq and an exit plan, a plan, something. You know, tell us what's going to happen in the future. She was very vague about a plan. They asked her about rumors they've been hearing that members of the administration were discussing military actions in Syria. And she was really arrogant and disrespectful to the Congress by saying in a tone that just gave shivers to you, well, we may be discussing things, but we don't need to tell you, essentially. And we all options are on the table. And the Senate reminded her that the only authorization that the Congress had given was for Iraq, not for Syria. That didn't seem to faze her at all. So at that point, I stood up and in a loud voice told her and the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that they needed to stop the killing, they needed to end the war in Iraq, and that they needed to stop Condoleezza Rice and the administration from even thinking about military actions in Syria, and that the Congress had been bamboozled once by the administration on Iraq, and they were responsible and accountable for not being bamboozled again, and we the people were going to hold them accountable. and stop the war, end the killing. And at which I was escorted out of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. But interestingly enough, the chairman of the committee declined to press charges, declined to have me arrested. So I'm hopeful that that is an indication that they want the people of the country to stand up, the citizens to speak to the Congress, and speak to them in the committee hearing rooms. You don't have long time to speak because they escort you out pretty fast, but it's worth it. And I encourage everybody to look at these forms of civil disobedience and let our voices be heard, because they're not listening to letters to the congressmen and women, and they're not the administration. You need to be in their face and make them, force them to look at you.
Yeah. What have you actually learned in this process? How do you look at things differently now that you're outside of the government than inside the government, now that you're protesting, not carrying out policies?
Well, actually, I had, as a representative of the United States and living all over the world and working with other governments, I had always encouraged other countries to look at the United States and the strength we had in our government and in our citizens, that we could protest and we could challenge our government. But I never dreamed that we would have a government that would be so immune and so dismissive of what the citizens were thinking. And so now I am doing the acts that I encouraged in other countries. You know, take to the streets. If you don't like what that government's doing, what your government is doing to you, take to the streets. You know, you, the people, have the power. Well, now I am the people, and I want us to regain our power. So that's the way I'm working my life now.
And do you have any thoughts on this this inquiry, this commission, and the impact it could have?
Well, I think it's very important that commissions of inquiry happen in the United States. Certainly the world, there have been many international commissions that have been talking about the illegality, the criminal actions of this government, of our government. It's time that we in America start putting on our own tribunals here. And as Dennis Halliday just a moment ago said, this should be an American tribunal, because in Americans, not only our government, but the people of America are on trial here. Because if we do nothing, we are collaborating, we're complicit. So we, the citizens, have to take responsibility. And that's why it's important, if only for your own conscience, that each individual do what you can't stand back, and you can't just sit on the couch and let this happen and say, I'm not a part of this, I'm not doing anything. By you're just sitting there doing nothing, you're complicit in letting it happen.
Anne Wright, thank you very much.
Thank you.